Well, today's episode is on high GST collection and reducing litigation, still a struggle in India, by Sagan Footage Private Limited Company. So let's start. GST has introduced in India in 2017, and yet there are various struggles for businesses. Here, we explain the short story about revenue and litigation. GST has been incorporated in India in 2017. This has changed the indirect tax systems of the country. Seeing its ups and downs, the government and industry have acknowledged that its stability could be attained if both give and take come at equilibrium. It is one of the reasons that the government has provided weightage for resolving the issues and litigations. Measure taken by the government acts as proof, such as the incorporation of various amnesty schemes to resolve legacy indirect tax conflicts. The article will provide you with various possibilities to ease the load of the issues that the GST system is carrying out. What are various possibilities for issues in the high GST collection system? Technology suggested for speed up GST system. Mismatch in GST R3B and 2A form. Several government tax resolution schemes. Freezing out the load on the assessee, the government can see out the prospect of affording a settlement policy on the same 5-year duration for the procedural issue seen by the bona fide assessee. The working prospect of the policy might be worked within the former amnesty schemes initiated via the government, such as Sabka Vishwas Legacy Dispute Resolution Scheme for erstwhile indirect taxes. The policy proved to be a win for the assessee. On the opposite side, the taxpayer could settle the due litigation that would get raised because of the non-compliance of the procedural aspects, and the government would enable to recover the tax dues as soon as possible without having to spend considerable time and resources on litigations. The GST officials could use its power on several important things, like rationalizing the rate structure, introducing the GST tribunal, and improving the advance ruling process. The same process will prove to be the balancing act between easing litigations for the assessee and the rising tax revenue for the government. The businesses might provide representations to the government asking for the same redressal policy to mitigate the avoidable litigations. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at blog.sageinfotech.com or call us at 0141 407 2000. Thanks for listening.